We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Chet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Make your plans for April 14th at T-Mobile for the Man of the Woods Tour. I don't know what that means. Are we all supposed to wear flannel? What's the deal?
Yes.
I don't know.
And since I've been watching the show Northwoods Law a lot, you can't bait the deer stands. You're not allowed to bait the deer stands.
I'm just picturing a sea of flannel right now.
I heard somewhere, is this right? I heard somewhere that he's actually said, well, we're going to bring the outdoors to you. We're going to bring the woods to you. And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound fun. I'm imagining Justin Timberlake performing at Bass Pro Shops. You know that the stage looks like Bass Pro Shops.
He comes out in a ghillie suit or whatever it is.
Which, like, I love. Yeah. I can spend 4 hours at Bass Pro Shops and never buy a thing.
It's true.
No, there are items you go,
it's fascinating.
I want this, but I'll never
bait.
Use it.
I'm zero use.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do a stink bait, but I really want to buy some stink bait.
What is stink bait?
Stink bait is like you use it. It's stinky. Like, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's bait, but it smells horrendous.
And its purpose is?
It's just a lure in fish, I think, or something
I
like
just
that.
Have it. Yeah. It's called stink bait. Yeah. I do love that there is somebody on this show that's more redneck than me. I do love that's so helpful.
And you're not looking at this right. There is a purpose for stink bait. Oh, yes. There is something we could do with it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's going to go buy stink bait and put it in Lasso's studio just to see if he can figure out.
Kayla.
What?
We haven't talked about this on the air yet. Kayla left her laptop in here. There is a certain midday radio personality who's a bit of a prankster.
Yeah.
Kayla left her laptop in here yesterday, and next thing you know, her Facebook status has been changed to say she's engaged.
So mad yesterday. I was so mad. But the worst part, can I tell this story real quick?
Oh, yeah?
The worst part was that I didn't discover it for like 9 hours.
Oh.
And no one commented on the update.
Which, that's weird.
I know, right?
Isn't that odd?
Nobody was happy, I guess, for me.
Is that odd, Lasso? Nine hours?
No one commented?
Yeah.
Not a like? Not a comment? Nothing.
I was trying to think if I was on Facebook yesterday and I saw it or not.
I didn't see it.
And I guess I was, but I did not see it. And I wasn't on there very much.
Yeah, because I was on there a couple times. I didn't see it either.
Like I said, I checked Facebook a couple of times, had no idea that it was on my page because nobody commented on it.
God, maybe they're like, there's no way.
Exactly.
But usually you'd comment and go, all right, who got you?
Yeah, well, I would anyhow, but I mean, unfortunately, I quickly deleted it, not before I screenshot it, though, and showed it to my boyfriend how pathetic our relationship is.
No one's happy for us. It's doomed. It's doomed.
No, everybody knows you, everybody knows him, and they know that he wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Not right now. He wouldn't dare because you're so dead set against it.
Yep.
That's right. You'll turn. Your birthday, what? You're going to be 29?
My birthday is literally a week from today.
29 or 30?
29.
Yeah, give it another year.
You'll be like, oh, please marry me. Somebody please marry me.
KOUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. From the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studio. It's Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. If you missed it a moment ago, a follow-up to Monica planning a kiss on her ex-stepbrother after a coffee reconnect.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they were kids and he was a dork and they both blossomed and all that. And now he's hot. So says Monica, and she wanted to know if that was obviously there's nothing. They don't share blood.
No.
You know what I mean? Mo, who's Monica's mom, just happened to be listening when Monica told her story.
What happened to that nice boy from work?
He's still around.
What's wrong with him? I mean, there are a million guys in Las Vegas, and you pick the one that you're related to, that you were raised with? Oh, honey, no.
He's in business school, and he's easy to talk to.
Well, I'm sure there's more than one guy in business school, maybe a guy you weren't raised with, that you didn't live with as brother and sister. Think about this. Monica, Elizabeth, think about this for 5 minutes. Where are you going to go in the future with this? Are you thinking about having, like, a long-term relationship?
So, follow-up email. How about this? My over 40-year-old friend took me out for beers the other night, asked if he could date my 21-year-old daughter. However, what I say doesn't really matter because I guess they have been secretly dating for the last 3 months. Ew, which 3 months?
Yep.
They've been
dating.
Gross. This is a guy who's seen my daughter grow up since birth. Here's where it gets, I guess where it gets weird. My son is getting married and my best friend and daughter want to attend the wedding as a couple. I am absolutely reeling from all of this. Even as I type, I can barely breathe. I didn't see this coming. This is a guy who's been a great friend for most of my adult life. I know he hasn't done anything illegal, but obviously I feel deeply betrayed. While I may have already lost my best friend, I don't want to lose my daughter too. So do I swallow my pride and give my blessing for him to take my daughter to my son's wedding, or do I make a big deal out of this and pull the invitation?
Oh, that's okay. So tough.
Let me put a picture into your head. And again, you may lose your daughter too. So you either have to suck it up and try not to lose your best friend and your daughter, who up until 15 minutes ago was the center of your universe.
Yep.
Or do you potentially lose them both forever?
I might have a solution for this.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Now, just imagine they're at the wedding as a couple, and you've finally gotten to where you kind of put it out of your head. Maybe you're okay with this. And then, you know, everybody's having a nice time. You look out on the dance floor and this song is playing.
Awesome.
You're there dancing with your new daughter-in-law. You look over. There's your boy and your daughter and Ed Sheeran singing.
I found a love for me.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Do you really think you see a way through on this? Like a solution?
It's a really risky solution, but
got
yes.
Okay. a follow-up to the Monica, what was his name, Brandon?
Yeah.
Her ex-stepbrother. She kissed him on his mouth. She thinks he's hot. She kind of wants to date her ex-stepbrother. And this guy's like, yeah, well, I hold my beer. I got this. My over 40-year-old friend took me out the other night. His best friend is dating his 21-year-old daughter.
Ugh.
And they've been doing it in secret for a while, literally. Now, son is getting married. Best friend and daughter want to attend the wedding as a couple. He's already, hurt and betrayed by his best friend. Doesn't want to lose his daughter, too. And so but how much can you take? I love this, AJ. This guy needs a readjustment. Just the idea. This guy needs a readjustment. Brooke, if the situation was reversed and I had a son and my friend was dating him, I'd definitely want to kick her ass. Hell no, I don't give a rat's about age difference. This is different. If somebody helped wipe food off your chin as a baby, They should in no way ever want to date you. They are like another parent.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's so weird. That's the part I have an issue with.
Ben has a question. What's your question?
My question is, I don't know how this guy went to the bar with his buddy, had drinks, and didn't knock him off the bar stool. I mean, I would have lost more than my friend and my daughter. I would have lost my freedom for a few days. There's a line to draw. That, I mean, I have a daughter. She just turned 12 the other day. And, you know, she, my good friends I grew up with, you know, they'll be in their 40s when she's 21. I mean, they're like uncles to her. There's no way that that can ever, ever happen. You know what I mean?
How do you not lose your daughter, though? That's the only part that I'm...
Yeah, because daddy, I love him.
Daughter, daddy, she'll always come back to you. She's always going to be your little girl no matter what. You just got to teach her right from wrong and let her know, hey, this is wrong. You don't do this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's already bad enough. The guy's 20 years older than her and watched her grow up at that.
Kayla went down that road, though.
That's a pedophile.
You dated older guys.
Well, I've dated an older guy. When I was like 25, I dated a guy that was pushing 50.
Thank you, Ben.
And it wasn't that big of a deal.
Ben says pedophile.
No, see, it's not that big of a deal when you become that age. Your maturity levels are very even, too. Especially if you're with someone that's never been married, typically they're not already jaded by marriage and having a serious relationship like that.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty even when it comes to mentality.
I'm really want to hear your solution in a minute, though. The high risk maneuver. Ashley, you're okay, I get it. Your husband's how much older than you?
He's actually 27 years older.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But he's not your dad's best friend, is he?
No, but that's what I was saying, you know, in Vegas it's really hard to find a good guy, and I don't know your friend. But the maturity levels, you know, because I have a previous husband, and when we had, what split us apart is when I got pregnant, we had our daughter. I grew up, he kind of didn't. And that's what kind of tore us apart. And then, you know, we divorced, and I was working at, you know, where I was working, we were coworkers, and he was just a friend of mine. And then when, you know, over a year, we kind of started dating. It was secret at first because we did not want everybody to know in our department just yet. And it was kind of weird. I've never dated an older man. I was only 24 years old. He was even like, hey, I feel kind of weird with you being so young, too. And, you know, but eventually, I mean, but he treats me awesome. He is the best husband I can ask for. I would think that my parents would have had an issue with it. And they didn't like it at first until they met him.
And this is a great story, and I'm appreciative of it, but it's not your dad's best friend. And that's the much bigger issue here to me.
Yeah.
Is that not the much bigger issue, Spence?
That's the only issue.
It's the only issue. Yeah. You're right. It's the only issue.
But she's of age, and he's of age, and they can do whatever they want. But
and I fully feel like that friendship between you and him would definitely need to be put on a hold. Because of that, until you see it actually fully works out. But you cannot, like, okay, so if girls, especially at 21 years old or me at 24, my parents didn't like the fact that I was dating an older man until they met him, and they didn't meet him till a year later.
Again, we're looping. Ashley, hang on, we gotta go here. No, but that's not the point. The age, I don't think, do we all agree? The age difference is not an issue here.
Yep. I don't mind.
As it pertains to this story.
No.
The fact of the matter is that is your best friend. He watched this little girl grow up. And now that he is an adult, he's like, I can't even say the words. He's like, I got to slice me off a hunk of that. You know?
The problem is that dad knows how much of a dog this guy is. He's been out with him. The guy has probably done some pervy things. I mean, we all do things, but he's seen him at his worst if they've been friends for that long.
And I'm so bummed. I'm so bummed that Russ hung up because Russ is advocating for letting this happen. And his reasoning was about as solid is anything. I was completely against this and trying to figure out a way to save your relationship with the daughter. And I was kind of siding with Ben, who said she'll always come back to you. She's your daughter. And I was kind of like, well, maybe that lessens the sting. But Russ
had a great idea. I'll share it with you in a minute. Michelle, tell you're looking at this from the daughter's side?
Yeah. So I'm looking at this. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
No.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Well, not if you don't talk.
Oh, no. Yeah, if you're not going to say anything, we can't hear you.
No, no, I'm here. I'm here.
Right. So just plow ahead. Don't worry about us.
Okay. So I'm here. What I'm saying is, from the daughter's perspective, she's an adult. She's made a decision to enter this relationship. And we're all, there's this talk about, well, the father's going to lose his daughter. But has she realized that the ramifications of her actions, that she might lose her father, and what that fallout is? So she has some responsibility in this as well. And then the second piece I wanted to say was, for the dad, I was in a similar situation. And what I did was, I told my son, the most important thing for me was to get through this and make sure that he was happy. But they need to give him some time to adjust. So if this wedding is in 2 days or 3 months, you know, that's the piece that they need to take into consideration. They need to give him a chance to adjust and get used to it. And if he says they can't come, they need to respect it. If it's 6 months from now, then the dad and the daughter as a family need to work together and figure out what's going to happen over the next couple of months. Used to this or not.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. By the Spence way, with a thought.
Yeah, she's not losing a father. She's gaining a daddy.
You're just why I made room for that.
Because that was funny.
Why I made room for that.
That's right.
Patricia. Funny. Here's Patricia. It is
Yes. It
is vitally important that you hang on. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have time?
Yes.
Do we need to call you back?
No, that's fine. I'm still here.
We need a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
Because this has happened to you.
Yes.
Oh.
There will be no Kayla Showbiz Smackdown today. It will be preempted
by
Patricia, who has had this happen to her. How did she? You know, we talked about Brooke, who said if this situation was flipped,
right?
You know, I'd go nuts. Well, Patricia has had that happen to her. How old was your son?
19.
How old was your best friend?
32.
And tell the story.
So I guess my son and my friend were dating for a little while before my girlfriend actually told me. And the thing is that, I mean, when she told me, yeah, I wanted to drag her down a flight of stairs. But the thing is that my son was young, and I figured, you know, she's a good person. And I had a feeling that it was going to just play itself out, and it did.
Spence is nodding. Spence is nodding his head in agreement.
You know, it played itself off. I didn't want to push it because I didn't want to push my son away. Are we still best friends? No, my son is 24. He's moved on, I think, like 4 different times. And basically, you know what I mean? It's like we never lost our friendship. Now, her and I, yeah, like I ate my pride, and we still continued to be friends while they were dating. But then when I told her, don't come complaining to me if, you know, he hasn't called you, seen you, or whatever, because that's what 19-year-old boys do, you know? So after, you know, he was done doing what 19-year-old boys do, you know, he's like, that was it. And I told her, hey, that's what you get. And that was it.
Yeah. And I kind of side with Patricia in that don't lose your daughter over a walk on the old side. You know what I mean?
They've only been dating 3 months. You know, it's like things can change. She can all of a sudden, knowing she's got a good dad behind her, she can see all the other things that are going on. And it's like, you know, it could be just a phase.
That was Russ's point, was at least, you know, who the guy is, and with him knowing that you're watching, he will treat her like gold.
Right.
He will treat her better than anyone will ever treat her in her life. That was, this is Russ's words.
Yeah.
I'm still, it creeps me out. But, yeah, that he says, same idea, that this will probably play itself out. And if they do, you know, fall in love and it goes further, well then.
Right. I mean, we've got a good, you know, a good relationship, and then obviously we know we can stand by it, and is the friendship going to change? Yeah, but at least you and your daughters didn't.
Wow, man. That's great. Patricia, thank you for sharing. Kayla, your high-risk maneuver.
So it's a little challenging, but you might be able to pull it off if you go to your daughter and tell her, you know, crazy Aunt Millie really wouldn't be comfortable with this because she's known Bob for a while, and she probably, you know how she can be. She's probably not going to be able to get around it. So I think it'd be best if you didn't bring him along. And then she's like, oh, okay, can't you know, knock crazy Aunt Millie because she's not going to approve of it. So she doesn't bring, you know, her boyfriend along. And then you bring an ex-boyfriend that was just the love of her life or whatever. Bring him along. They rekindle a flame at the wedding. They're dancing. They're like, you know, because it's behind her. She's good. And then hopefully that rekindles and she leaves your best friend.
You watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
You watch.
None of that's going to happen.
None of that.
You have failed.
I told you it's a high-risk maneuver. Oh,
God bless you. That ain't happening.
Why don't you just give her $1 million to stop dating him?
That's a movie, too.
Or give him $1 million.
Yeah, stop dating her.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.